You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Limits, you'll be happy to know that Deontay Johnson is at Browns mandatory minicamp today.
Thrilled.
As is Myles Garrett and David Njoku.
What about
a contract situation?
Kenneth Shane Pickett, is he there?
Unfortunately for them, I believe he is. Yes. We're going to get back to the Steelers in short order here. First, let's jump onto the Pirates wagon a little bit here. Limits. Four in a row. Don Kelly has a winning record. 15-14 or 14-13?
I think it's 15-14. Don't let the Bucs get hot, Joe. Don't let them get hot.
So a couple of questions for you and everybody out there. People love Don Kelly. There's no doubt about that. My mailbag was littered with Don Kelly questions today. Should he be named permanent manager right now?
Wow. Very popular topic on Uranus.
Oh, we had John Heyman.
Without context.
Okay, yeah. You got to add the
Uranus.
Yeah, the context you have to add there.
That's
limits.
True.
John Heyman writing that they should extend Kelly right now? Has he lost his mind? Listen, I like Don Kelly. I think he's doing a good job. I think they're fun to watch. They become watchable again. There's no doubt about that, but I think we can afford to hold off for a little while here, Limits, don't you?
John Hammond's direct tweet, Pirates are showing serious improvement. Kelly already has earned an extension. No, I'm not going to rush to judgment after just a month.
We finally agree on that.
I'm not going to
do something
anyway. No, I'm not going to do that. I like Donnie Kelly. I think he's a good baseball man. I think he's made some good decisions. That does not mean that you immediately jump to conclusions in what is a 162-game season and just hand the keys to Donnie Kelly because they're playing 500 baseball. Is that the goal, just play 500 baseball?
Well, I'll say this. If they're one game over 500 or at 500 at the end of the year, he's a shoo-in to come back.
Yeah, I agree.
But that brings up the second question and first the conundrum.
And this is the most important question.
Is him doing well making Ben Cherington a really good candidate to come back? Like, is he going to save Cherington's job? Are they going to save Cherington's job if they play well? But the question I want to ask you, Limits, is for you, what would it take for you to support the idea of Cherington coming back next year?
That's an incredible question.
Incrinculant, some would say.
Because my white flag has already been waving for Ben Cherington.
I mean, I wrote 3 weeks ago that he's the worst general manager in the history of Pittsburgh sports.
Yes. I think that they have to move on from him unless they make a miraculous run and almost sniff the playoffs.
Is that your criterion? Because mine, it's not for me.
There would be individual, that would be team-wise. Individually, which I think at this point is probably more important because they dug themselves such a huge hole, is Henry Davis and what ultimately happens there. The improvements of
Spencer Horwitz
and what that trade ultimately looks like. And also, what does he do in trades at the deadline? Because he's going to be here at this point for the deadline. What do you get for IKF? Are you able to parlay David Bednar and Dennis Santana?
I mean, we won't know, though. For me, listen, he's actually done a good job with the pitching.
No doubt.
He has.
That is undeniable.
Talent has been finding veteran pitchers, and he's found Bailey Falter, and this year he found Heaney. And he also drafted Paul Skeens over Dylan Cruz when a lot of people thought he wouldn't. So that part of it, he looks pretty good. The lineup, he looks horrendous. Bob Smizek just put out a Twitter poll. You know, I think it was to the effect of, even if Kelly wins, do you want Cherington back? And 94% said no. Well,
94.
I'm keeping a little more of an open mind here. If Henry Davis continues to get better and better, and Horwitz looks like a player, and Nick Gonzalez has a good year, it's almost like, how can you deny him then? If those three guys, maybe a Canario, maybe somebody like that, it looks like Griffin and Tamar Johnson are advancing nicely through the minors, two position players. Like, I think there's enough to move on from Cherington. Don't get me wrong. But one of the reasons, one big reason, is he blew it in the draft with Henry Davis. Well, what if he didn't? What if he did find a first baseman? And what if Nick Gonzalez, the seventh overall pick, turns out to be a pretty good player?
I think one argument that a lot of people will make is, should you throw out what happened over the course of the last 5 years just because of what is currently going on in the last 5 weeks? You know, like...
Well, it's not about the last 5 weeks. It's about the next 3 months.
Very fair. And I mean, that will ultimately be the total
argument. But then you can ask the same question. Should you throw out what happened over the first 5 years just because of 3 months? Well...
Yeah.
Listen, I'll tell you, if at the end of this season I'm very optimistic and I have some actual positive data for Henry Davis, Gonzalez, and Horwitz, I think I'm keeping Ben Cherington, and I never thought in a million years I would say that.
So you don't think they need to get to like a win total? Like if Donnie Kelly plays 500 baseball, so let's say hypothetically they don't get to 76, which they were at the last 2 years.
Yeah.
How would you hold Ben Cherington in regards for that? Like, looking back on it, let's
largely
say
largely responsible, but I would have, again, if those three guys, or two of the three, are really looking like, I'm really optimistic. Like, if Henry Davis takes off here, to me, that in and of itself could save Cherington's job, maybe with justification, maybe.
So if that's the case.
Plus the bullpen that he's cobbled together that we've ripped him for. They basically swept the Phillies. The bullpen did. They were unbelievable. In other words, I'm surprised by this. Believe me, I'm still open-minded about Ben Cherington returning, and I never thought in a million years I would say that. I still think he should have been fired with Shelton. I do. But the fact of the matter is, there's been some developments, and there's opportunity, I think, for players to prove him right.
So if that's the case, was Shelton ultimately the problem? What was Shelton the biggest issue and biggest problem now that they're a 500 baseball team with Kelly?
Did Henry Davis, is he coming along because Derek Shelton's gone?
Well, I mean, Derek Shelton didn't want to play him, and when he did, he threw him out in right field.
Well, Kelly has no choice. I'm not sure Kelly was going to play him either, but everybody else is hurt.
Shelton didn't play Canario either until Ben Chero.
Canario stinks again right now, but...
Yeah.
No, I don't think that would prove that Shelton was the problem. But again, maybe Cherington made the move at the perfect time. Maybe he should have done it before the season. I don't know. They were arguing about that on the morning show. I think that's Bob Nutting's call, myself, to fire the manager. Ultimately, that's his call.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I don't think it's Charrington's. So you're telling me, what if all the above happens? What if the Pirates, under Don Kelly, have a winning record and two of the three following guys has a really good year in the end? Henry Davis, Horwitz, and who else was I thinking of? Henry Davis, Horwitz, and Gonzalez. Yeah.
I'm pretty optimistic about Gonzalez, regardless. The unfortunate thing is, I don't think that you can keep Don Kelly and still move off of Charrington. Like, if that was the option, then I would do that. I would still move off Charrington and hope that whoever the new GM is would keep Don Kelly in his role.
Why couldn't you? Why couldn't you still move off Charrington?
You probably could, but typically when a new GM comes in, he wants his guy. You know, he wants somebody that he has hired to ultimately run the club and have a similar perspective as himself. Now, maybe that will be the case that whoever, if that would happen and Charrington would be moved off, that person would still value Donnie Kelly enough to say, okay, sure, we'll keep him as manager. He did a good enough job. But I still don't think that regardless of what's happened, Charrington should be, and I don't think you are, left off the hook to the point where I think a lot of us have written him off to the point where once September hits, it'll be bye-bye Ben Charrington, your house is on the market. Sure, you might be moving closer to the ballpark, but I mean, you could take some signals from that.
No, I mean, if by the end of the season they have a first baseman and there are things I like about Horwitz and they have a second baseman in Gonzalez and if Henry Davis comes along, I think the argument to keep Charrington wins out over the argument to get rid of him.
Should that excuse, though, ultimately what they failed to do in the offseason, only getting Horwitz?
No, and it was a horrible offseason. He signed Tommy Pham, but Adam Fraser, by the way, is looking like a better signing, too.
Yeah, he's been hitting well. I just can't excuse, and I used to be a big Charrington supporter. I just can't excuse what he failed to do this offseason to put a lot of talent around schemes.
Do you blame him? I mean, I blame him partly. I mostly blame the budget.
Right. No, the budget is significant.
Their big signing was $4 million for Tommy Pham.
No multi-year free agent since Ivan Nova.
Believe me, Ben Charrington right now I would fire. But I've become more open-minded on the rest of the season because of signs of life from Davis.
So
because I think Gonzalez has a chance, and because I think Horwitz has a chance.
Yeah.
That's 33% of your starting lineup.
Now let me throw this out there as well. It's over the course of 162. We know what the first month and a half and change gave here. How much, maybe, are we overvaluing what has happened over the last 5 weeks and kind of banking on that happening, like some of those guys that weren't hitting at the start of the year?
I'm not banking on it, but again, I'm open-minded.
I'm open-minded as well.
And I'll tell you this much. Don Kelly, even though I think it's mostly about the players, the fact that he has a winning record with this group, he's done a hell of a job.
He has.
You know,
his bullpen management
has been excellent. I also think there's a vibe where with any coach or manager who comes in to a full rebuild and he's the guy at the beginning, he's very rarely the guy at the end because all the losing, it's almost unfair in a way, but all the losing just creates a vibe around you of losing. It's a bad vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shelton needed to get off to a great start this year after last year's collapse. He should have been fired after last year, honestly.
Yes.
To create that vibe in the offseason. it's just very few start with the new rebuild and are the ones to, you know, experience the fruits of it. It just doesn't happen. The vibe becomes so bad. So I wonder if a lot of guys might have been able to come in and just be that, be not Derek Shelton with the stain of losing on him. Again, fair or unfair, with the stain of losing.
How about what Brian Reynolds said last night about Donnie Kelly?
Yeah, he's just great. Everybody in here loves him, and he's fun to play for, so not much more you can ask.
They like playing for him.
Well, when we get to, because I got asked also on the mailbag, what would their record be right now if Kelly was at the start of the year?
Great question.
And my answer in part was, I always think it's more about the players than the manager. Like, did Brian Reynolds start hitting? Brian Reynolds, in a lot of ways, buried them earlier this season. We realize what one guy can do when he gets hot, especially when he's your $100 million guy. He was horrifying at the beginning of the year for a lot of weeks. So would he have been good with Kelly? I don't know. I find that a little hard to believe. Would David Bednar have been good with Kelly at the beginning of the year? Would he not have gotten demoted and ruined the first series against Miami?
Yeah, Reynolds,
I don't know about that.
333 over his last 15 games with 14 RBIs.
Right. Would, who else has started hitting? Henry Davis.
Would he have magically started hitting? I think with more playing time, probably.
It's not like he's tearing it up, by the way,
no.
But he's helping them win. So I don't know about that. I think the record might be pretty similar with Kelly. But then again, there is how much importance do you put on the vibe, especially the negative vibe of just being engulfed by losing, losing, losing hundreds upon hundreds of games and literally never winning. I think that can be a tough environment. And unfortunately, that was around Shelton. You know what I mean?
Well,
that's
five
what
years.
He did.
Yeah, other than 20
is lose.
That's all he did. Fourth losingest manager. I don't know if that's a word.
I don't know that nobody would have won the first 4 years here. Nobody in history. It was a tank job is what it was. Then last year's collapse, it should have been it for him.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.